Mayor Todd here from WFAQ LP Maquantico, and I have the pleasure of talking right now with Dave Wakeling from the English Beat. Hey, Dave, how's it going, man?
I want to go to Maquantico. Who doesn't want to go to Maquantico?
Well, a man after our own hearts, that's for sure.
Yeah,
you know, the nation's music source, we're honored here to have Dave talking with us. We want to talk about the new album that you're in supporting a tour for, right?
Here we go, love. Here we go, love. It's I don't know whether it's a brand new start or a swan song. I don't care. It's the first record in ages. It took a long time to make, but the reviews have been fantastic. People said it's well worth the wait. Oh, it sounds just as it should. Oh, it sounds confident and fresh. And he's in great voice, and his lyrics are sharper than ever, which is, you know, over the last 3 years, I'd laid in my bed at night dreaming those quotes. And so to actually have them in a newspaper and you didn't have to pay
how about
was fantastic.
Yeah.
I'm thrilled.
You seem really happy about it, yeah.
I am. I'm thrilled and relieved because it turned out to be a bigger job than you would have thought, taking on the prospect of an English Beat record and delivering it so that it fitted the prerequisites of an English Beat record 40 years ago and an English Beat record of today. That's like two different projects, isn't it, really, you know?
Right.
And we managed to do it.
The expectations are so high then, right?
And the longer it went on, the expectations went higher and higher. You know, if I'd have knocked it out in 6 months, I'd have probably got away with a cursory nod. But as it went on for a couple of years, people were like, what's this English Beat record like then? I was like, oh no, now I've set the light on myself. Mm-hmm. But it worked out great.
Complain when there's so many moons worse off than you.
songs sounded in my head before I ever recorded them, and that's about as good as it could ever get.
Yeah, I was just going to say, as good as it gets. Yeah. And what's the name of the new album?
Here We Go, Love. Okay. Here We Go, Love. It's like giving somebody the greatest gift, or a pound of tomatoes, or in a fruit market, or, you know, has some sexual connotations. Here We Go, Love.
Yeah.
Pound of sausage, anybody? You know, have you got a bit of English in you? Would you like a bit more? All of that.
Or a little Welsh.
A little Welsh, you know. All of that. And also, Here We Go, Love, as though love was the noun that you were talking to. That it's, you know, somebody now in the second half of their life reflecting on the many phases of love.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I can relate.
Yeah.
I can relate. This record was recorded like with solar power or with green technology?
Was a record called Alternative NRG that I made as an executive producer for Greenpeace in the 90s.
Okay.
That had U2 and REM on it. Where you might be confused is this album was recorded at a studio called NRG in North Hollywood. So the two stories have got a bit mixed up from that way.
Okay.
But different projects. That was quite good fun. We made a recorded, mixed, mastered an album with U2, REM, Annie Lennox, all sorts of people on it, using nothing but solar power. from solar panels on the roof of a truck and recorded them live. The album had a 100% post-consumer card used, organic soy inks throughout, and a lot of the things we did for that Greenpeace record became the forefront of the environmental choice of a lot of the bigger acts of the time, the 90s. So it was good, and it made a lot of money for Greenpeace, which was tremendous.
It's a win-win all around.
Win-win-win. Right. Like winning like Steve.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Wynn Brothers. The Wynn Brothers. Good name for a band.
That would be. Would be. Okay, Dave. Well, anything else you want to talk to our listeners about?
Well, I've only got one fear. I think this record's going to do very well. Here We Go, Love is going to get to be number one in the charts the week that the bomb goes off.
What?
And I was just going to get the call. Dave, you're number one. Oh no. No royalty train.
No.
You know, you're trying to get through. It's like, have you heard anything? No, it's been 5 days. God. Do you think they got ASCAP and BMI? So wouldn't that be awful? What if you got to be number one and the world didn't know? Just you in a room raving to yourself, I'm number one, damn you!
That sounds like a song.
Couldn't it be?
Yeah.
I can feel it coming.
Yeah.
Keep playing my song, it might happen.
Okay, we're going to do our best.
Everybody loses, everyone ain't ever loved. It's sad that we all have to fade and die. But it's not about the faces of the memories that are gone. Across my heart, here's the reason why.
And if it goes to number one and the world ends, I promise yours is the first call I'll try and place.
Okay.
You know.
Super.
WFAC. So right. It's pronounced FAC, isn't it?
More like FAQ, but, but we'll take it. We'll take it, sure.
It's mushroom. Okay. I thought it was Wakeling. Facts. The facts are these. You're listening to Mukwagona. Mukwana, go. Mukwana, go.
We want to go.
We want to go to Mukwana. Go then. Yeah. Go. Go. Who wants to go on your feet? Just go. Go feet, go feet, go feet, go. Mukwana, go. That was that Tom Tom Club, right? Tom Tom Club. Who needs to think when your feet just go? Go feet, go feet, go feet, go.
Yep.
Name of our record label, the Beach Record Label.
Yeah.
Where they nicked that from.
Did they?
Yeah, nicking stuff off the opening band. Oldest trick in the book, eh?
Yeah.
Freshened themselves up, made themselves go two-tone, you know. Got another band in on top of theirs. No, we toured with them. Talking Heads on that tour, Remaining Light.
Oh, wow.
We were their opening band.
Wow.
Fabulous. One of the great musical moments of my life, really, I would say.
That's cool.
Only about 10 or 12 shows across America, but watching that band coalesce and form up.
At that time.
Buster Cherry Jones and Tina Weymouth on bass together. By the end of the tour, it sounded like one bass played by an octopus. Fantastic.
Wow.
Fantastic. And, yeah, the whole thing, splendid. Very lucky chap, really. I've never made the best of it. Got to stand and watch The Clash for a bit, 2 or 3 months from the side of the stage, at the height of their glory. One of my favourite bands, David Bowie. Oh, I met all the big fellas. Elvis. No, I'm lying there. You didn't get to meet Elvis.
No?
No, nor Bing Crosby. I don't know why. They avoided me for some reason.
I heard Elvis is not doing so well.
He's very quiet now in Memphis, isn't he? He's a very quiet life, you know. Best of luck to him. Lovely voice.
Yeah.
Lovely chap. How's his mum? He loved his mum, didn't he? Dotes on her. He's probably living there with her right now.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I saw him when he was in Milwaukee about a year ago. He was touring.
Oh, Elvis Costello.
Yeah.
I was talking about Elvis Presley. Elvis Costello. Oh, I saw him. I saw him in San Diego
a couple of weeks ago.
Elvis Costello. Yeah. No, I did hear he had a bit of a health thing.
Yeah.
But I hear he's better now. Wish him all the very best with that.
He still might be living with his mother. Right?
No, I meant Elvis Presley.
I'm kidding.
Oh, I see. Yeah. I think Elvis Costello lives with his mum. Otherwise, he'd have written a song about it. But
yeah, right.
Magical mother.
One more song. Yeah,
there's got to be one in there, isn't there?
All right. Well, I think we'll wrap it up.
Thank you for the little chat. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Dave.
Mm-hmm. Here we go, love.
Awesome. Thank you. And listen for a track on WFAQLP Mukwanago, the nation's music source.
Mukwanago, the nation's music source.